It's President's Week, and we're featuring a different president each day. This feature is about a man you probably forgot was even president. He's the man who followed Andrew Jackson, and our story on the American countryside is brought to you by Exmark Mowers. It's not too early to think spring. Think Exmark today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
It's President's Week on the American countryside, and while we can only feature five presidents in one week, you can read all the interesting, little-known, and unusual stories about the presidents thanks to Andrew McCrae's book, The Man Who Was President for a Day. Was there really a man who was president for just one day? Find out that and much more with award-winning writer Andrew McCrae's book. Just go to shopfarmjournal.com, that's shopfarmjournal.com, and select books from the American countryside. It's The Man Who Was President for a Day at shopfarmjournal.com.
Although he served as the 8th Commander-in-Chief of the United States, few in this nation can tell you anything about Martin Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren was born in the last year of the American Revolution, 1782, and then he died during the Civil War in 1862. Very interesting time frame for his life to occur. Most Americans can tell you a little bit about the American Revolution. Most can say a little bit about the Civil War. However, the 80 years in between are not so well known to people. That's the time that Martin Van Buren lived.
Jim McKay is Chief Ranger at Lindenwald, Martin Van Buren's farm and home in upstate New York. He says Van Buren's term in office suffered from very poor timing.
There was a bank panic. At that time, there was no way for the government to manage the economy. There was a lot of foreclosures. There was a lot of factories closed down. A lot of farmers were forced into bankruptcy. When time came around for Martin Van Buren to be reelected, he was held accountable for the state of the economy, just like any president would be today, and he was turned out of office.
With the country in economic depression, some dubbed him Martin Van Ruin. Van Buren failed to win elections in 1840 and 1848. He returned to Lindenwald and wrote a will. In it, he reflected on what career he found most enjoyable in life.
He starts it off by saying, "I, Martin Van Buren, heretofore governor of the state and more recently president of the United States, but for the last and happiest years of my life, a farmer in my native town, do make and declare the following to be my last will and testament." I think that pretty much says it all. He was a very adept politician, but he absolutely adored this area and this farm country in this area. As it turns out, he was a pretty good farmer, too.
And though most visitors to his home of Lindenwald can't tell you much about his presidency, they do leave the estate with an appreciation for Van Buren's greatest love, farming. Traveling the countryside in Kinderhook, New York, I'm Andrew McCrae.